is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Let's Talk Together with your favorite host, Lady T at Guardian 96.9 FM. It is indeed a pleasure to have you guys with me this evening on this great Sunday. I'm sorry about my lateness, but anyhow, nevertheless, I had to go to the service of our best, our own in the Haitian community, Dr. Bishop Alexandre Cherelis. He celebrated his 50th year since being a pastor. Oh, my God, that is so awesome. So he would be the first pastor in the Haitian community with 50 years of service. So we want to send a special congratulations to him for the work that he's doing in the Haitian community with New Haitian Mission Baptist Church. And we wish him the best. We pray that he lives to see many, many more. And may God bless him, his church. And may he continue to do the great work that the Lord has sent him to do. Indeed. So that is why I'm late. I had to go to that service. That was a great service. I couldn't miss that because he is not actually a mentor just only to me, but to everyone in the Haitian communities, including the other pastors. So it was a beautiful service. I enjoyed it, but yeah, time slipped me. So today we're going to talk about the things that happened in Haiti. Oh, before I get to that, right? So I went to O'Andres, right? I had the best food at O'Andres. I had conch, crack conch, peas and rice. I wasn't even going to go eat there. But anyhow, my friends called me and said, I'm at O'Andres. I'm like, okay, I have to come. And the food, it's amazing. The food is great at O'Andres. And not only that, they give you a... The food is great. Hold on. They give you a lot of food. When I looked at the plate, I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to eat this for the next 2-3 days? So that's how good the food is at O'Andres. So be sure to check O'Andres at Fish Fry. Their food is awesome. No lies. And it's a lot. So it worth your money. So go check it out. Let him know that. Let Moales know that Lady T sent you, okay? So shout out to Moales. Thank you, Moales, for the food. It was good. And also, how could I forget? So I went to Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, right? I had the most amazing service of my life. Like, literally, if anybody needs to go there for your, you know, if anybody needs to do their mammogram, x-ray, and all that good stuff, CAT scan, please go to Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. They are the best. The price is good. The service is awesome. And you won't regret it. Thank God. I don't wanna pray that I get sick, but I'm like, oh my God, when I got there, it was so beautiful that I was trying to figure why it was exactly. And after I'm like, yeah, that's how good the service is, that it makes you wanna stay. So shout out to Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center for doing an amazing job. And stay to do a great job. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir, comment nous y est? Moi souhaite que tout le monde bien. Excusez-moi. Et est-ce que m'a pas parlé de nous yet? Et nous connaissons émission ça, c'est émission qui là pour éduquer communauté haïtienne, qui là pour informer communauté haïtienne. And we want to give a special thank you to Guardian Radio. You know, for supporting us. Thank you so much for supporting us, because without you guys, you know, we wouldn't be here. Communauté haïtienne, di nou grand bonsoir. Moi souhaite que tout le monde bien, tout le monde en forme, moi temps pas trop bon. nous là et parler émission ça émission qui là pour nous-mêmes pour communauté haïtienne liée avec animatrice pas nous Lady T. C'est un plaisir lié pour moi Kala avec nous après-midi. Nous connaissons que Haïti gen moment côté bagayou pa pi facile pour nous, c'est difficile pour nous Haïti côté nous te gen yon, et 4.9 4.9 magnitude earthquake qui t'est passé Haïti nan Jérémy. 4 moun mouri. Jérémy 36 moun. Autorité Haïti dit que 36 moun comprendre blessé magay sa yo. Son nou toujours pou nou kite kembe. Excusez-moi kembe Haïti nan la prière. Men nou gen apil. You know, it's tragedy on top of tragedy. So that's what's up. So we want to keep Haiti in our prayers because I don't know, it just can't seem to get right at any time from the 4.9 magnitude earthquake that strikes the southern Haiti of Jérémy. And four person died and 36 injured. And so we wanna keep Haiti in prayer. Also, they had a flooding on June 5th, Monday, June 5th, they had a flooding in Haiti. 42 persons dead and about 13,600 persons caught up in the flooding. Persons lost their home, lost everything that they have. And so I special shout out to UHAB. UHAB is doing a good job in sending stuff to Haiti, you know, water, stuff, anything that you have, such as clothing, because those persons lost everything. And, you know, Haiti as it is now, Haiti is in shortage of water, been shortage of water. Food is another story. Children can't go to school. The economy is in a mess. So Haiti needs prayers. So we wanna remember one of the things that communauté haïtienne nous voulait dire nous que pour ça qui était fait Haïti, inondation qui était fait Haïti le 5 juin, lundi qui était 5 juin, côté en bonne 42 moun te mouri, 13,600 moun affecté. Nan sa ki te fèt Haïti. Mwen di nou gen pou nou kembe Haïti nan la priye nou. Jan sa e se pou nou konnen ak a abandonne. Sa ve di pou moun ki gen rad, gen organizasyon ki rele UHAB. UHAB la, gay pou moun konwe, si nou gen dlo, nou gen kyan bagay, nou ka vwe, la fin, tout sa yo ap aksepte yo, pou yo ka ede, pou yo vwe, pou yo ede, pou yo ede moun sa yo ki te afekte nan inondasyon sa 6 juin Haiti. Ok, so premier ministre Henry, the prime minister Henry Joseph, Henry said that his government and the international partners were taking urgent measures to deal with the flooding that occurred in Haiti on the 6th of June. Que premier ministre Henry Ariel dit comme ça lui même avec gouvernement yo et partenaire il a pas pour yo faire tout ça yo capable pour yo ka résoudre la situation inondation ça qui t'est fait Haïti. Gen une autre nouvelle encore que m'pa de bail. Am gon lot nouvèl anko, but m pap ka bali jodi a, paske si m komanse bali, tout moun ap ay pale de sa. Ok, m pa vle pou m bay lot nouvèl anko, pou m gade anko, sa kap fèt nan nouvèl, sa nou menm, komunote ayisyen bezwen konen, sa nou pa konen kap fèt nan nouvèl pou tan sa yo. Pa vle, jam di nou anko, nou menm, nou ka, si nou vle pou nou bay ti donasyon an nou, nou ka bay donasyon an nou, si nou pa jwenn. Et m'kwè yo ap te gen un numéro téléphone yo te voye nou ka rele yo si nou pa jwenn tout nou ka rele m paske m pa ka chanje numéro téléphone nan mais nou ka rele m pou mwen menm mwen fè nou jwenn an kontak avèk. M se pati de yo ap tout. So si nou rele map ban nou kontak moun nan direktman kap deal avèk sa. OK? Ki baga ankòm ta di kominote ayisyen. OK, lot news ki te fèt. Nan news ki te fèt, nou gen United States Vice President Kamala Harris was here. Ite vin pale de bagay kap de tout rijen Kariben yo. Kamala Harris ki se vice-president aux États-Unis. OK. Ite vin pale de human trafficking, konwe ite vin pale de koman kriz bagay kap fet Haiti pou yo wè koman li menm avèk premier ministre Brave Davis kap bat pou yo fè partner pou yo aide Haiti paske Haiti c'est la tout pou tout you know firearms trafficking such as gangs so problème Haiti a c'est li menm yo ap focus sou li so they want to you know address the firearms trafficking that needs to and the crisis in Haiti so that was a part of the meeting that they had, the U.S. Caribbean Partnership, also to address climate crisis in Haiti. So this was the stuff. And they announced that they have $100 million to assist. So, Premier Vice President Kamala Harris dit qu'on s'est gagné $100 million pou yo ka asiste rijen. OK, ça c'est ça qui t'est passé nan Naso Bahamas. Ça nou pa konnen yo, c'est ou même qui t'est passé côté ou t'a parlé de Haïti comment yo ka aidé la situation Haïti a. Moi même pour moi même ça me ka di nan ça c'est seul prier nou ka prier parce que Haïti nan mauvaise situation tant que n'a avancé c'est moi c'est pak nap fè. So, nou gen pou nou priye pou Haiti, OK? Li mè ou son moun ta reme patisipe nan emisyon sa, li mè ou pou ele se 323-723-7216, 323-7232-325-4316. Se li mè ou pou ele emisyon, OK? Si yon moun ta bezwen ou gon keksyon, ou ta reme patisipe nan konversasyon ki sa kap fèt la, et ou ta ame tou bay donation pou Haiti if you want to give any donations towards Haiti the crisis you know what they going through you can also call and I will hook you up to the person and you have that's in charge of collecting the goods okay gomun na you have ki en charge ki a pran bagay pou moun so that is what happened I was at saki fèt anko pa ganye paske ki fèt anko c'est celle good nouvelle something pour nous but persons have been calling me I think I'm going to save this topic for another day persons have been calling me for the decision that the Privy Council made from the 8th of May I don't think I even addressed that and so I think that is the reason that they've been calling me to address that now the thing about it is persons ask, no, the decision that they made were children that is born to Bahamian fathers out of wedlock is entitled of citizenship from birth. Okay? So, sa sa vle di ti moun ki fèt nan peyi nan Sobamas. Apparent, a papa OK si moun ki fèt nan Naso Bahamas a papa si papa se Bahamien otomatikman de pou fèt nan peyi a ou konsidere yon Bahamien OK sa se loi ki Privy Council go tribunal pi go tribunal nan Naso Bahamas la sa se loi ki yo pase e yo poko tan de plis de sa toujou tout m'ap tan de plis enfòmasyon m'ap ban nou so c'est pour qu'on a c'est ça lié parce que quand pile monde qui t'a prélem qui t'a demandé de ça yo même connaît ces timoun qui fait apparent haïtien yo, no, that don't go for children that parents, both parents are of Haitian descent, no, ça pas fait pour yo. Si des parents timoun ça haïtien, ça pas pour yo. OK, loi ça il pas affecté yo, mais loi ça affecté timoun que papa seulement c'est ba mère. OK, si qu'importe haïtien jamaïcain fait un petit avec un bahamé, papa c'est bahamé, même si pas marié avec, automatiquement timoun ça c'est un citoyen dans pays. D'après ça tribunal, puis go tribunal nan nation Bahamas dit, OK, the Privy Council ruled. I didn't get a chance to talk about it. I've been getting a lot of messages on that, so I'm ma adresse konya pour moun ki te gen question sou gen question ka rele emission an, te gen tan ban nou numéro pou nou rele emission an nou. Okay, so thank you so much. Don't forget, you are tuned in to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together, indeed your favorite host, Lady T. We will be right back after this break.
Ou pote boute vide sans yo, epi sans apote l'argent. Ou tande bien oui, kon ya apodri sans ou eme an vin pigou, lo retoune boute vide yo pou l'argent nan n'importe nan 4 location yo nan peyi ya. On bien pas jam douce kon sa non, el bon pou environnement. Cheke nou nan internet, nan media sosyo, ou bien nan n'importe location, Jimmy's Wines and Spirits pou plis information. Sans beer, distribué par Jimmy's Wines and Spirits, ki fò sonje pou bwe avec modération.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Indeed, with your favorite host, Lady T, let's talk together. Communauté haïtienne, bienvenue pour moun ki fè an branché, bienvenue na 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio. An nou parle ensemble. Kote na parle de sa ki Privy Council ici, tribunal, pi go tribunal nan Nasyon Bahamas. Ça a été parlé depuis nan, ça a été fait depuis nan 8 mai. Mais des que me dit pas de chance pour me parler de ça. So c'est ça que fait jodi a m'a parlé de lui. Pourquoi gain plus information sur lui? But then the information me t'attendé that the Minister of Immigration Keith Bell said that about 1500 persons were affected by that, you know, the new ruling by the Privy Council. So we are just waiting yet to see what's going to take, what's going to happen. I don't know. I also read something where he said they may need to take, you know, to do tests where to make sure. Ça veut dire, il voulait pour celui qui est mouna ou fait petite la veille là, c'est lui même qui pas papit là. Okay? So you need to do DNA testing just to be certain, you know, who you said is the father, before they can guarantee the citizenship. That was the last thing that I heard from the Minister of Immigration, Keith Bell himself. So we just stay tuned and wait to see what's going to happen. Parce que je ne sais pas si je suis en train de faire ça. Ok. Après ça, Jabil Family Production present Jackpot. You heard me, Jackpot. Sunday, July 9th. Be sure to come. $40 in advance. Doors open at 8 p.m. They have the new Boo Bell vocal performing live, my boy, Prince Jay Lee, BCPOU Hall. All right. So if you need more information, you can call them at 813-9476. 813-9476. All right. Jackpot is Sunday, July 9th. Don't miss it, people. Get your tickets early, $40 in advance. Hello, good night. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Is Lady T?
Yes, this is she. How are you?
Guardian Radio?
Yes, this is it.
I can hardly hear you, ma'am.
Yes, this is you.
Oh, yeah.
You live on Guardian Radio.
On that information you were giving to the public in relation to the recent ruling by the Privy Council.
Right.
Basically, two things are there. This refers to Article 6 of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It has to be proven, one, that either one of the parents, this specifically refers to the single Bahamian male.
Right.
Not those who are married. So that needs to be made clear. The single Bahamian male who has a child
out of wedlock, yes.
Female,
mm-hmm.
And that child was born in the Bahamas.
Correct.
And at the date of birth of the child.
Yes.
The father
mm-hmm.
would be Bahamian, ought to be Bahamian. Now, it has to be proven, the father first and then the child. Because you're looking at 50 years, all the way back to 1973.
Right.
So you can't just take the word of somebody who come along and say, I'm the father. Where's the proof? Or this child was born in the Bahamas. Where's the proof? So we got to do some digging into that. And it has to be substantially proven that the child was born in the Bahamas at the date of the birth of the child and the father of the child.
And that's why I heard the minister said that they're going to do the DNA testing.
What did the minister say?
They're going to do the DNA testing to make sure.
Yeah. That's fine. That's, I don't have a problem with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, to make sure before they
the
give away these citizenship. To make sure.
The Bahamian single father for the last 50 years. And that is the clearest article in the citizenship article. The clearest article. One sentence. They couldn't get it right.
Right.
So it has, I don't know how many people have been displaced, but now you see, you
is this Mr. Roca?
Tell them. It didn't tell them anything new, you know. It just tell them, go and follow the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
which it had been doing for the last 50 years, and they did not.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the situation there. And I know it could be challenging for some people who had to wait for so long, but this is the kind
I really think that's one of the best decisions we've made.
Say it again, I didn't catch that.
I said I really think that's one of the best decisions we've made, because you have a lot of kids that actually impacted from this.
Well, I would not disagree with you, but see, the problem has been with the Attorney General's office, one. The problem has been with the Parliament of the Bahamas, two. And the problem has been, three, with the government of the Bahamas. So even though the judge had made the ruling and say, listen, this is what the Constitution says, the judge also made the ruling at the Court of Appeal. This is what the Constitution says.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't listened to them. So it went all the way to the Privy Council. Privy Council to tell them, now, listen, go and follow the Constitution. Ain't nothing new. And you have all these so-called educated personalities who've been knocking around for the last 50 years and didn't do justice to the Bahamian children as well as to the Bahamian father. Now, it remains to be seen how this thing will pan out. But I think there should be quite a number of persons who would fall into that category. We don't know what the number is, but we ought to know.
Yeah, I think when I heard the minister Keith Bell, he did an interview. He said about 1,500 persons, you know, this could,
did he bring
could
any
have
proof that it's over 600 could, persons or 600?
1,500 persons.
Oh, 1,500.
Yeah, 1,500. Yeah, it could affect about 1,500 persons.
I think
from the new ruling.
The minister has to be more open about that. I hear the number, but let's see some evidence now of exactly how many people we're dealing with.
Yeah, I guess he probably he should have evidence from those persons that applied.
No, but that's fine. But the law says they could apply. No problem with that.
Right.
But the general public ought to know. And I think it's a nice topic you brought up.
Thank you, sir.
Someone had asked. You said you didn't have the time to deal into it. But that's fine. And I thought you tried to make it fair. But I just want to explain that it's very specific. See, those articles are very specific, very clear. You got about quite a number of them, from 3 to 14, somewhere around there. And each article in the citizenship of that part of the Constitution is very clear. And I don't see how they messed up for 50 years on Article 6. But that's what happened. So we have to deal with the facts of what happened.
Yes.
But thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Have a good evening. Okay. And so the caller called and said, yes, it's Sam Dabdi. I believe it is Mr. Ruka. I'm not sure if that's him, but that sounds like him. And what he said is that the father have to be a single father. Okay, Jam de Dia, Sipaumun Kipu Marie. So it's a single father, a single parent. Okay, a single father. Savle d'ici. On moun ou fè un petit avec un monsieur qui bémé ou pas marié avec automatiquement ou fè petit là petit ou ap considéré ba amie. OK, a single father, c'est ça li di, c'est ça li tab bat pou clarifier pou di c'est ça yé, but it is so, c'est comme ça, it has to be a single father, that's who the law applied to. Okay, and like I said, I do believe they're going to do, you know, the DNA testing just to make sure that the father is the father, you know, because a lot of persons could come out and said, oh, that's my, that is the father of my child. But without a DNA testing, you wouldn't know. So I think that's going to be one of the roads that they're going to take just to be certain that they're not just giving out citizenship to any and everybody that's saying, hey, my father is a Bahamian, can I have the citizenship? No. No. But we need proof that your father really is a Bahamian, and that's your father. So that's the most important thing. Okay? So it goes to a single father. Again, a single father. The Haitian community, a single father. Un parent qui single. Ça veut dire un seul un papa, for papa, ou pas marié avec mon. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. Pour pas marier avec mon nan. No, it don't apply to us. When I said us, I'm talking about it don't apply to persons that both fathers are Haitian or both fathers are Jamaican or, you know, Chinese or any other nation. It just apply to and fathers that are Bahamian citizens only. Okay, so if you have a child with a guy and he's a Bahamian, you're not married to him, he's single and you're single, he has the right to pass his citizenship onto your child, which is, I think, that's a brilliant idea. Like, it took us that long to get to this. The good thing about it is we did. Okay, as we're approaching our 50-year anniversary, we did. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful for that. For that new law, it affects a lot of persons. That is why I'm addressing this, because I had persons calling me, asking me about it. I'm like, this law just passed and I really didn't get a chance to get into it. And so I wanted to give the details to state that it don't, again, that do not goes to person that both parents is of Haitian descent. Okay? that only goes to persons if their fathers is Bahamian. Okay, encore. Celle-ci papa ti moun nan ba mien. Loi affecté. Si papa ti moun nan pa ba mien, loi pa affecté. So, c'est comme ça bagay yo. Pou pa dim pou moun nan pa rele pou di, "Oh Lady T." No. Lady T, my child is born here and you know, you still have to do the same regular thing that you've been doing, which is that you apply for your child at the age of 18. Okay, and then too, the other thing, you all wait too late. You don't wait exactly when the child is 18. So months before the child turned 18, you start getting your stuff together and you apply for that child so that they can get their citizenship early. Because, I mean, how could I even say early? That would be another topic. Like, I would need a whole topic just for the citizenship talk, because everybody know when you go up there with the immigration, you apply at the age of 18. You have persons that are 30-something, 36, 35, and still yet not get the citizenship, still not yet, you know, no citizenship. So that's another topic for another day. Like, I don't even want to get into that. You know, they say to apply at the age of 18, you apply at the age of 18 and no citizenship. You just walk up and down at the age of 30, no citizenship at the age of 25, no citizenship. And, you know, you need that in order to could do anything in this country, even to get your NIB smart card. Definitely you need that. So anything else to do in this country, you need to be here legal. All right. You have to be here legal, so it's important to get these situations, to address these situations. I think the government is taking an awesome approach in, you know, dealing with the situation with the citizenship issue. And so, shout outs to the government for doing what they could and trying to address the situation, because it needs to address. It's too much persons that are in this country that's stateless. Persons hate that word, but that's what it is. It's stateless. When you hear at the age of 24, 25, you still can't go to school, you still can't work, you still can't do anything with yourself because you don't have, like, you don't belong to any country. After 18, Haiti don't consider you to belong to them anymore. They're not going to, the embassy is not going to give you anything. So you just have to wait on your Bahamian passport, wait on your citizenship. That's what people don't understand. After the age of 18, the Haitian embassy is not responsible for you anymore. I think I'm going over my time. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure because this clock I have is a bit faster. Okay, you are still tuned in to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. I will be right back after this break.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Did you know you can drink Assange, plus earn money all while keeping our islands clean? You heard right. Assange bottles are recyclable, and when you return your used bottles, you can earn cash at any of our 4 bottle return locations throughout the Bahamas. So savor the taste of your favorite Assange beer even longer, all while keeping our islands clean and your pockets full. Visit our website or social media pages for beer bottle return info. And join Jimmy's Wines and Spirits as we work to keep our beautiful Bahamas clean, green, and pristine.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
quality.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Your favorite host indeed, Lady T. Bienvenue à Guardian 96.9 FM. Avec un nous parler ensemble, émission communauté haïtienne, émission qui là pour éduquer, pour informer, qui pour dire nous ça qu'a fait dans pays. Ça très important pour nous connaître ça qu'a fait. C'est un plaisir lié pour moi d'être ce que là avec nous après-midi ça. It has been a pleasure to be here with you guys. Côté n'a parlé de ça qui t'est fait, ça prévu conseil là t'es dit. Et prévu conseil là m'garde c'est les mêmes qui pigro gros tribunal dans la Bahamas. OK, que décision li t'est fait sous citizenship dans pays là. Côté là pas affecté a lot of kids, like I said, it's a lot of kids that out there, fathers, single fathers, is Bahamian, and yet because their mothers is Jamaican, their mothers is Bahamian, and no citizenship. So, I would say I'm one of the persons that actually happy that the Privy Council, you know, passed that ruling, because it's gonna really, really, really be good for a lot of children. That needs this. So j'aime dire encore c'est pas pour ti. I'm gonna repeat that because I know how they go. Ma pa di parce que m'konnen jan communauté haïtienne. Y a pa gèlo pou yo di tellement yè. C'est pas kon sa liye. C'est sel on mon text mwen konnen. Y di no. Don't I already said that. Don't text me that. I said it. Don't affect. Don't text me that, okay? Listen, don't text me that. And that is why I've been stretching this on this radio. I've said again and again, it's only for single parents, if your single father, excuse me, single father is just, if your father is Bahamian, it has nothing to do with Haitian, okay? Il pas rien pour faire avec Haitien. Single father. Bahamian single fathers only. So if you, the single lady, have a child with the single Bahamian guy, your child automatically be a Bahamian by birth. But I believe that they're going to do, you know, the DNA testing just to make sure. Okay, so again, Mabdisa encore, it don't have nothing to do with persons that both parents is of Haitian descent. Is Haitian, sorry, not of Haitian descent, is Haitian, you know, born Haitian. So don't forget that. Fabliessa, don't text me about that. I've been trying to make myself clear because I know how you guys go, right? And so listen, okay? No gen pou nou tande samedi a. Y pa affecte ti moun ke ni tous les parents yo se Haitien. Okay, if both of your parents is Haitian at the age of 18, before you turn 18, you are to apply normal for your citizenship. All right? It do not affect you guys. Wow. That's probably why I took my time to keep saying this, because I know how y'all go. Then message me, oh, Lady T, does that? No, it don't. How could it? Come on. Really? It'll be another story. That's not going to affect you guys. So make sure that you apply at the age of 18, but don't wait, like I said again. Don't wait till you like 18, but a few months before you turn 18, start getting your stuff together. Because I know, you know, to get those stuff is very costly. And it takes time, especially if your parent, your mother needs to get her birth certificate from Haiti. Haiti is in chaos right now, you know, such a mess. It's another country that country needs a lot of prayers and it needs God's grace, I would say, because one tragedy after the next. So we wanna say our hearts is with Haiti, you know. It's really sad. It's really sad. It's really sad. But Haiti has become the first country to gain independence. I guess they paying for that. Something is sometimes the first can be the last, but nevertheless, I still have hope that Haiti will rise again. Haiti will change, and it won't stay the way it is, even though it's going through so much. But I do believe I might not live to see it, but my great-great-grandchildren may say, hey, look at Haiti now from when it used to be. It changed. God turned it around. Because I believe once God is in it, there is no limit. So our prayers is for Haiti, and we're going to hope when the United States is glad to help them and assist them. So that's what's up, everybody. It was indeed. My producer is running. It's my time to go, right? Yeah, I'm just wrapping up. Like I said, my time is faster. So when I look at the time, I'm like 7:20, but it's not so. Thank you so much to those who've been listening. We appreciate you. Don't forget, we have You Need to Know is up next. Okay, so stay tuned. We're going to have another hot topic next week, Sunday, indeed, with Let's Talk Together, your host, Lady T. Be sure to go to Oranges and Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. Don't miss it. Have a great evening, Bahamas. Thank you.